In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Please, in a special way, pray for our brother Trini. The husband of Tony, who right now is undergoing his, what we believe is his final agony. And so immediately after this Mass, I will go off and offer him the final consolations of the Church. And so pray for him that he may finish this race well, well for Christ. And do continue to keep in your prayers our sister Magdalena, whose funeral Mass will be tomorrow in Pintada. So please pray. And Kelly, you're here. And so it's good to see you, that you're here with the family. Thank you. It's encouraging to see you. Today is an important day. Today is a day where so many of us have been looking forward to it for a long period of time with much busyness, much preparation. We're getting ready for the day on which our seniors will depart from us in a joyous expression of everything that their 4 years has been culminating unto in their graduation ceremony. And it's quite fortuitous, providential, that it would fall on here, on Friday the 13th, which is Our Lady of Fatima's feast day. It's important for such an event. It always takes place on a Friday, but here, on this particular time, to do so under the banner and protection, we pray, of Our Lady, that her Immaculate Heart may triumph. Lots of preparations are being made as to make sure that foods are prepared, that things are decorated, to make sure that all sorts of locations are set up in the right way, and there's a busyness, there's an excitement, there's a wondering. So many of them are nervous when they have to get up and lead benediction, and they don't even know what that word means, and it's an invocation, and they're not sure what that means either, these ancient words that they don't know, but we know, because that's what we do every time we get together. There's lots of nerves that are going on. And there are nerves that are going on here between you and me for the various things that are going on in our nation right now, wondering what sort of horrors are going to be seen this weekend as these supposed friends of Ruth go off and do destructive deeds. There's confusion and difficulty in so many different levels. And yet, what are we to remember? The message of Our Lady of Fatima is not that things are going to get better. She promises you and me something very strong. She says, they're going to get worse. They're going to get worse. And that should be a consoling thought for you and me, that they are going to get worse. Why? Because men do not listen to their parents. Particularly, men do not listen to their mothers. And so too, in so many ways, are those within the hierarchy within the Church do not listen to their mother either. Which is why Our Lady's requests have so often gone unheeded until things get really worse. But she leads us with something. Something very powerful where she says, in the end, my Immaculate Heart will triumph. My Immaculate Heart will triumph in the end. So that's why it's a consolation. So as bad as it gets, and she said it will get bad so long as her warnings are not heeded and the remedies which her Son has given to share with you and me are not heeded, it will get worse. But in the end, her heart's going to triumph anyway. Anyway, despite the machinations of men and the lack of heed and concern that others who should put to her message in that way. And so we should go without worry, with concern, but without worry as to what is going on. As you are busily wondering, am I going to give the right gift to those who are graduates? And I'm going to be there in such a way to impart some sort of wisdom or consolation or to be able to help them along the way. What can I do? I will put to you today, because it is Friday the 13th, that there's something that you can do for them that is very strong. But before I share that with you, let me share with you something from Sister Lucia herself. She wrote, speaking about our need to prepare for that which is to come and what is true value of grace of the adoption which you and I have in being Christians and Catholics through the grace of baptism. She says, there's the wrong meditation. Here's the right meditation. Speaking about how we need to be connected to Christ, who is the true vine, the source of all of our goodness, she says, this is the reason. This is the reason why Our Lady urged us so insistently to pray and to make sacrifices for the conversion of sinners. She said in her apparition on August 19th, 1917, many souls go to hell because there is no one to make sacrifices and to pray for them. Hence, by our union with Christ and with His Church, we must offer ourselves as victims of expiation and petition for the conversion of our brothers and sisters. She says, herein lies the essence of charity, of love. Of love of a neighbor. She says, to love those who perhaps do harm to us, contradict, or persecute us. Our forgiveness offered to them in the light of faith, of hope, and of charity will draw them back into the arms of God. So that's the gift that you and I should offer to our graduates, to those who we live with in sometimes in conflict, and those some who knowingly and willingly spite us and contradict us. To offer them that. To offer them our forgiveness in the light of faith, hope, and charity. And that's the thing that's going to draw them back, to make sure that we, as ourselves, enduring their victimization, to offer it as an expiation, a gift, a petition of conversion for them, to pray very much, and to make sacrifices for sinners. Fridays are good days to do that, right? As Catholics, what do we not consume on Fridays? Meat. And that's going to be a tough penance for some of you today. Well, there you go. That's one way. Here's another gift. Throughout the whole of the graduation ceremony, do what you see Father doing all the time. What does he do? That's right. He just prays the rosary the whole time. Prays the rosary the whole time without end. The whole rosary without cease. One rosary after another rosary after another rosary. For each and every one of the graduates, they get a rosary. Pray the rosary for them. Pray the rosary that God will do something in them. Make these prayers and sacrifices on their behalf. That's what they need. They need that more than the $20 bill you're going to slip in the card. They need that more than the image that you're going to give them in this way, or these pictures, or whatever sort of thank you have, to offer them something that's actually going to lead them away from the fires of hell into the loving arms of their Savior. That's the very thing. And it begins with your penance and my penance. Your penance and my penance today on this Friday of penance. This Friday where we seek to heed within our own selves the message of Our Lady of Fatima, no matter what everybody else has done. Take this as a motivation to go forward. Our Lord indeed has something great for our graduates and great for our world, and it's after it passes through many things that are not so great. But in the end, even over those most hardened of sinners, Our Lady says, "My Immaculate Heart will triumph." In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.